Pod Quiz 1010. Hello and welcome to Pod Quiz 1010.
Round 1.
This week's music round is a bit of a love it or hate it affair. It's classical music. I'm going to play you segments from 5 pieces by Beethoven. And for each, I'd like you to tell me the name of the piece of music.
Question 1. Question 2. Question 3. Question 4. Question 5. Round 2.
Round 2 is on coconuts.
Question 6.
Which product is made from the extract of the grated pulp of mature coconuts?
Question 7.
In the 1975 film Monty Python and the Holy Grail, the sound of which animal is emulated by hitting coconut shells together?
Question 8.
As of 2022, which country produced the most coconuts at 17.2 million tons? Was it Brazil, China, or Indonesia?
Question 9.
Which coconut flavour liqueur made from white rum was created in 1978 to simplify the making of piña coladas?
Question 10.
What is the name of the fibre extracted from the outer husk of coconuts that is used to make products such as floor mats, doormats, brushes, and mattresses?
Round 3.
Round 3 is a quickfire round on Harry Potter spells. For each of the following five questions, I will give you the name of a spell from the Harry Potter books. And in each case, I would like you to tell me what that spell produces.
Question 11.
Incendio.
Question 12.
Lumos.
Question 13.
Aquamenti.
Question 14.
Avis.
Question 15.
Ventus.
Round 4.
The fun round this week is in which year? There's only one answer in this round, and that is a year. Each question comes in the form of a clue to that year, and the fewer clues you need, the more points you'll score.
Question 16.
On October the 18th, NASA launched the unmanned Galileo orbiter to study Jupiter.
Question 17.
The Exxon Valdez oil supertanker struck a reef in Prince William Sound, Alaska, spilling 37,000 tons of crude oil.
Question 18.
Student-led demonstrations were held in Tiananmen Square, Beijing, lasting from the 15th of April to the 4th of June.
Question 19.
Taylor Swift was born on December the 13th.
Question 20.
On November the 9th, the Berlin Wall fell, marking a symbolic end to the Cold War. I'll be back in 3.5 minutes after Coconut Monkey Rocket with Illogical Boogie.
The time has come for us to get down and boogie. We'll be right back.
answers.
Round one was classical music, and I asked for the names of these pieces of Beethoven music. Number one, this is the second movement of Piano Concerto No. 5, also known as the Emperor Concerto. I'd accept either. Number two is perhaps Beethoven's best-known work, and that is the Fifth Symphony. Number three is Fur Elise. Number four was Piano Sonata No. 14, otherwise known as the Moonlight Sonata. I'll accept either. And number five was the fourth movement from the Ninth Symphony, also known as the Ode to Joy, and again, I'll accept either of those.
Round two.
Round two was on coconuts, and the answer to number six, the product extracted from the grated pulp of coconuts, is called coconut milk. Number seven, coconut shells were used to make the sound of horses in Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Number eight, the country that produces the most coconuts is Indonesia. Number nine, that coconut flavour liqueur is Malibu. And number ten, the fibre extracted from the outer husk of coconuts is coir.
Round three.
Round three was the quickfire round on Harry Potter spells, and the answer to number 11, incendio, produces fire. Number 12, lumos, produces light. Number 13, aquamenti, produces water. Number 14, avis, produces birds. And number 15, Ventus, produces wind.
Round four.
Round four was the in which year round, and the year we were looking for was 1989. If you got that on question 16, after just one clue, you get 5 points. With two clues on question 17, you get 4 points. By question 18, you get 3 points. Question 19, 2 points. And if you needed all 5 clues to get 1989, you score just 1 point. That's it for Pod Quiz 1010. Thank you very much for listening. There are no messages this week, so instead I shall take the opportunity to plug the PodQuiz Discord server that you can find linked on the website www.podquiz.com. It's a great place to get in touch, and I always appreciate your feedback, suggestions, and anything else you want to talk about. So please join me there. Until next week, bye now.